few you experience I have. I'll shut this off at the end. At the end. Let's do the Gemara first. Okay. The Gemara says, Tonu Mishume Papayas. It's the second medium wide line, right before the lines get wide. On top of Dalamid Aleph. Tonu Mishume Papayas. Gennayu Lechizkia Vesiaitai. It's Gennay to Chizkia and his people. Shaloi Amu Shira. That they did not say Shira. Aje Pascha Ha'aretz of Amu Shira. Until the land started saying Shira Shanema Mikanafa Aretz. Now, we discussed the last time that Chizkiah, of course he didn't say Shira, he never was in Zecha, that Mashiach, he should be a Mashiach. That we discussed. So, now the Gemara is telling us that it's a Gennai. It's considered not nice. It's Gennai. It's disrespectful. In other words, he did something wrong.
Who did something wrong?
Chizkiah. Chizki and his people, the people involved, they should have jumped at the opportunity and said Shira before the Aretz got there and said it before him.
So the whole Kiddush Hashem, that Hashem worked out, could have been Mashiach, turned out to be a Gennai for Chizkiah.
Yeah. Okay. Now we knew this from last week, that if he was part of it, well, the Mashiach was probably bad, but let's see how the Gemara darshens it. And the Gemara says, so now that we know that, what was the Gennai? That the Maisi, he lost out, he wasn't Mashiach. Baruch Hashem, Ashehitzel Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Ashehitzel Hashem Yisroi. He said, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem saved us. Okay? Now, what do we see over there? You see, it's the same exact thing that happened by, the same thing happened by Yisroi, where he said, Baruch Hashem, and Tony Mishum and Papayas Gennayu Lamoshe, Vishisham Yibui, Shalayamu Baruch Hashem, Yisroi, Vama Baruch Hashem. So you see the same thing that Yisroi said, Baruch Hashem, and it was a Gennai to Moshe Rabbeinu, and his Shisham Yibui, all the Yidin, that they didn't jump to say Shira before Yisroi had a chance to say it. It was Dovah Maguna, Asri Rashi says. They should have hopped around, they should have said Shira. They should have, and since they didn't, just like by Chizkiah, so also by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the same exact, it's a parallel case. Okay, you got it? Yeah?
They didn't say Shira.
What
did Moshe Rabbeinu, Az Yashir, what's?
No, that was by the Yamsuf, but there were the Amalek and the other things that happened, there were no Shira said at that time, and Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem, that we were saved, so Lamaisa. If you look in the Chumash, where is it? We'll do it in Mishnah next week. Whatever. But Lamaisa, there was an opportunity that was lost, and that opportunity makes an Nafka Mina. Okay?
I like
Shabbat Shalom. Alright, Shabbat about him, but every time it happens to me, it's because I didn't pay my bill. Why? It always happens at night, too. During the day, the holidays. What?
It's the kettle.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's always the kettle that trips, the whole house trips.
Oh, that's how it works. It's funny because I remember years ago, 3-4 years ago, there was a blackout in New York where the whole mamish here for the state went out. I'm talking mamish for a long, long time it was out.
It was 8 years ago.
What?
It was 8 years ago.
So long ago already?
It happened 3 days after I got married.
So long ago?
8 years.
It was on the anniversary of something, right?
What?
Wow, it's awesome. I had work, he was doing work in my house, and the guy went and he plugged in his screwdriver, and then the lights went out in the whole neighborhood. It was really funny, but I thought it was just my house. Then I went outside and realized it just...
It was the whole East Coast.
Right? Yeah, the whole East Coast went out, yeah.
Hawk is one guy with a screwdriver.
Hawk is that guy.
Hawk is one guy with a screwdriver.
That one guy.
Spring Street Walk, give us. So, I'm showing these guys. So they're standing there with a regular screwdriver. Trash. I finally sent them home. It's funny. That's our saga. You can't go home early. And you can't put up a sheetrock wall without a screwdriver. You can't go like this to each one. In his mind, he had to work at a certain time and he wasn't allowed to go home early. Banazach. Alright, we'll do this later. We'll find. But Amalek was one of the things. Yes, we heard, and that's one of the things that we need to shear on. But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Payichad Yisroi." So Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Shehevi Cherev Chad Al Basori, that he gave himself a bris milah because of what happened. Shmuel Amar Shenas Chadudim Chadudim, he got goose pimples. Kol Basori. Amar Rav, Haynu Dami Inchi Giyura Ad Asor Dori, but Tivaz Amaroi Kamoi. Don't, if someone becomes a ger, don't go 10 generations and embarrass the person that he came from, because Agam Yisrael was now becoming a Yid, he still had feelings. So when he heard what happened to his people, it still bothered him a little bit. So that's the machlok is what Vayichad means. Some of us should hold that means really both, that he had those feelings, but he still went and he did the Bismillah. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Lochein shalach odin Hashem tzurakos mashman avrozim." Okay, now, what does it mean? Mashman avrozim. May be mashman avrozim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yehovah Yechizkiyah sheyesh lo shmoy neshem. Yechizkiyah is called by 7, 8 different names. Came the Yifrim mitzalcheiruv sheyesh lo shmoy neshem. Is in 4 that he took care of. Mitzalcheiruv, who also had 8 names. What does that mean? Chizki adiksev ki yelad yulad lanu bein nitan lanu. This is referring to Chizkiyah. But he amishra al-shichmoyen and put the rulership on his shoulders, meaning that this is the king. But yikushmoyen, what was he called? What was Chizkiyah called? Pele yoyiz kelgiba aviyat ha-shalim. All of those names. Each one in greatness, wonder is, he's about yoyiz kelgiba, he's a king of advice. You know, there's a lot of very choshev titles, and he was referred to by these 8 names, and he took care of Tzalcheriv that was given, that also had 8 names. And the Gemara explains that Vayika Chizkiyah Shechazku Ka, Chizkiyah also means that he was Mechazik, Shechazku Ka means that he is Mechazik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, against Tzalcheriv, and Dava Acher, we know that he created a matzav in front of everybody's medrash that everybody had to sit and learn Torah. That's why he says, Meber Adon, Be'er Adon. They all, even the children, were Bakim in Tyrus, they knew all halachas, they knew a lot of things. So there was a certain chizuk. So he was standing up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. That created a tremendous amount of good, for lack of a better word. And maybe therefore, he's referred to by this name, and he took care of Sancheiriv, who was coming to wipe out. But this is the 8 names that were given to Chizkiyah. Now Sancheiriv, the Ksiv Bey, I don't know the title of these words, but these were just names that were given to Sancheiriv, to get Tiglis, Peleser, Palmeser, Shalmaneser, Pul, Vasarnin, Aspanya, Rabba, Viyakira. These are the names that were given to Sancheiriv. Ika Sancheiriv, Shesichar, Riv, Dava Acher, Shesach, Vanicha, Dvarim, Klapi Milo, that he said different things bad against the Kaddish Baruch. Okay? So, Makitza, Maisa, I'm not going to go into what the words, the names mean, but just suffice it to say that there were, Chizki is referred to in eight different ways. Sachel was referred to in eight different ways. Chizki came and he was able to win against the war against Sachel. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon Ma'azach Isi Rosha Gracia Aspania, Rabbi Yekira. So, why was such a Rosha given such a name? A snapper, Rabbi Yekira, is got a good connotation. So why would he be given this name? And then shall he see him begin Musa shall Eretz Yisrael. He never spoke bad of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ad bo v'lakachti eschem al Eretz ki Eretzachem. Okay, and I'll take from them al Eretz ki Eretzachem. If you'll take a look, Rashi said the Lord Amar Muteves me Eretzachem, better than the land. I mean, there was nothing better than Eretz Yisrael. He was saying you get something like Eretz Yisrael, but you couldn't be say you can't say better than, because there was no such thing as better than Eretz Yisrael. So in his lashon it was clear that he took care not to speak bad about Eretz Yisrael.
But isn't it still derogatory to Eretz Yisrael, because he's saying, oh, okay, Eretz Yisrael, fine and good, but there's other lands that are just as good.
It's not the way you and I would speak. But a person who didn't have an understanding of the greatness of Eretz Yisrael would not have stopped there. He would say, I can find better places. That's what they do. When he says, I can find places like it, that it means he's masking it's very harsh. There might be other places also that are good. It's not a gennayt. It's not talking bad about it. It's, of course, talking bad through the a roundabout way, because now it comes out that you're missing the boat. Because if you really understood the irich, the worth, you realize that there's nothing like it. So nothing comes close to it. Okay, but Lamaisi didn't say g'nai, so it works. One says that he was a melech, a smart melech. V'charam melech tipish. He's a fool. Because he said that if someone would say that it is better than this land, I would say he's a liar. So that shows that he was a melech mekech. He really understood that there is nothing better than Eretz Yisrael. So what really comes out over here is that the Gemara is just explaining what. The relationship is between Chizkiah and Chayrin, to understand what went up against what, and the Chizkiah attack of one can against Sacheren is a tremendous mace that happened, and Chizkiah did not give the proper Shira, and therefore it's held against him, and therefore he wasn't able to become a Shira. That's what the Gemara says to this point. Now, to think about it for a minute, Lamaisa Sancheyev understood that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That he understood. He just didn't have it exactly, because if he would have had it exactly, then he would have understood that extra Nakuda, that it's not going to, you can't even make something equivalent. Now, it's interesting though that we can take from this for what is our irach? How do we appreciate? How do we appreciate things like that? Just in understanding that. So I'll share with you my experience of this Pesach Shabbos. You can.